Please be seated. It was about this time last year that I ran across an article in The Atlantic magazine titled, "The App That Reminds You You're Going to Die." The article begins with this: 5 times a day for the past 3 months, an app called We Croak has been telling me I'm going to die. It does not mince words. It surprises me at unpredictable intervals, always with the same blunt message. Don't forget, you're going to die. The We Croak app website explains it this way: find happiness by contemplating your mortality. The We Croak app is inspired by a Bhutanese folk saying, to be a happy person, one must contemplate death 5 times daily. Each day, we'll send you 5 invitations to stop and think about death. Our invitations come at random times and at any moment, just like death. When they come, you can open the app to reveal a quote about death from a poet, philosopher, or notable thinker. We encourage you to take 1 moment for contemplation, conscious breathing, or meditation. We believe that a regular practice of contemplating mortality helps us accept what we must, let go of things that don't matter, and honor the things that do. Examples of the accompanying quotes that you get with those 5-day message, 5 times a day message, are as follows: the other side of the sacred is the sight of your beloved in the underworld dripping with maggots, and the grave has no sunny corners. Now, if you're inclined to skepticism, remember that this is inspired by a Bhutanese folk saying, and Bhutan is supposedly the happiest place on earth. The Atlantic article's author expresses satisfaction with the app. She writes, over time, We Croak changes the way I relate to my phone. As I scroll through Instagram or refresh Twitter, We Croak interrupts with the sobering reminder that it is not just my attention these other apps are consuming, but chunks of my life. This was the app developer's ambition. Having struggled with a Candy Crush addiction, he hoped We Croak would restore his power over his device. Sadly, my smartphone is too outdated to run We Croak. If it could, I would have already forked over the reasonable 99 cents necessary for purchase. Fortunately for us, there's a great alternative, at least for a day. As We Croak puts it, don't forget you're going to die. As we put it, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. This is something like a mantra that I have already said many times today. To state the obvious, it's Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent. Ash Wednesday here is different than at other churches because we offer ashes to go. Here, because of ashes to go, ashes are available not only to the adult parishioners who come out for the evening liturgy, but also to strangers and children who show up curbside. For one day, our community's breath and breadth expands via the shared voicing of that unsettling mantra. Together, in the company of God and one another, we are brave enough to declare that our death-denying culture, declare what our death-denying culture would have us ignore. For every living thing, death will come. For us, death will come. Those of us here tonight get a little more space to break open the implications of our declaration. We might begin with the gospel reading, which on Ash Wednesday is always the passage we just heard from Matthew. It's easy to get stuck on the uncomfortable irony of its warning against practicing one's piety in public, knowing that we will soon leave the church with ashes on our foreheads. If we don't get stuck there, we hear Jesus cite what the church still upholds as the core Lenten disciplines: almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. Jesus uses them to illustrate his point that one's religious practices should not be performance art created so that other people will take notice. Instead, one's religious practices should be oriented toward God. We might even go so far as to say that all one's practices, religious and otherwise, should be oriented toward God. Today, we recognize the inevitability of our death, but the point isn't life after death. Rather, it's life until death. Ash Wednesday calls us to a life lived to its utmost fullness. As Christians, we profess that a life lived to its utmost fullness is one conducted in the faith of God through Christ Jesus. For creatures of God, this must be what is most pleasing to God. Now, let me be clear that I don't understand this as a finger-wagging threat. Get your act together, or else you will be condemned to a hellish afterlife akin to the eternal torment depicted in a Hieronymus Bosch painting. Instead, I hear a reassuring promise. God is with you forever. This isn't something we have to wait for. God is with us right now. It's common to talk about giving something up for Lent or taking something on for Lent. Neither tactic is an end, but rather it's the means to an end. The goal is to clear out some debris so that we might edge closer to God and God's fullness. Lent is an opportunity to replace that which is life-taking with that which is life-giving. If we notice that our life is being taken, then maybe we can do something about it. All this is about Lent, but it's not only about Lent. It's about eternity, for which Lent is 40 days of practice, starting right now. After this sermon, I will say the invitation to observe a holy Lent, citing the season of Lent as a special time of preparation for the earliest Christians. That's why we have our inquirers class during Lent. The inquirers are symbols for us of that turning to God that marks new life in Christ. That's why our inquirers are going to impose the ashes tonight. As one author describes it, Ash Wednesday exists to wake me up to the fact that the measure of my days is the relationship I have with God. I'm going to read it again because I love it. Ash Wednesday exists to wake me up to the fact that the measure of my days is the relationship I have with God. Our days are measured. We have only so much time. We can't delay the inevitable, but we can make the most of the days before the inevitable arrives. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Don't forget, you're going to die.